Welcome to the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul with me, Dr. Diane Hayden. With over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist, I am dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Learn about the power of thought and how it shapes your life to take risks, change careers, find love, go on adventures, and live passionately with me, Dr. Diane. Get ready for revolutionary ways of thinking, being, and creating an amazing life. The Dr. Diane Show starts now. Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Diane Hayden, and you are listening to the Dr. Diane Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, where we will explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul. Each time on the Dr. Diane Show, we have experts from around the country discussing cutting-edge topics on longevity medicine, natural health, mindset, and soul purpose to help you shift your perspective and become a mindset warrior like me. I'm excited today to have Goldie Rose on the show with me. She holds a master's in special education and learning disabilities. When struck by premenopausal breast cancer 30 years ago, she started on a journey of getting and staying healthy. To her, being healthy means no disease, no prescriptions, no over-the-counter medications, and having zero pain. Her journey led her to a personal food plan that included clean and extremely nutrient-dense food, her great state of health, interested family, and friends. Boosty is an essential food in her anti-inflammatory daily eating program, and she began packing it by request for her family and friends. Desiring good health for all, her company was born. So welcome, Goldie. How are you today?
I'm feeling great. Thanks.
Awesome. Yeah, and awesome.
Usually do, you know, feel great.
And we're going to find out why. So let's talk a little bit about your journey, because it's pretty amazing for someone to have started a company like you've started, and the passion behind it and all that. So just tell us, like, my listeners usually like to know a little bit more about, like, how did you even come up with this idea? And, you know, what led you down the journey to starting this company?
I am a healthy food nerd. And I know a lot about nutrition, but I'm not certified or degreed in it. And I want to show you a picture. I was in a magazine when I was 50 years old and looked pretty good.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel good. I was getting one infection after another. All these weird things were happening to my body. That was post-cancer. And they attributed it to stress, which we're under stress. A lot of us are under stress most of the time. We live that personality type, a personality type. But I started eliminating and adding foods and researching it. My antennas are always up. So anybody who's talking about anything that has to do with healthy eating, it's like osmosis. I'm just absorbing all the information. I can't remember all of it. But I knew that nuts and seeds were very important for hormonal balance and for how powerfully nutritious they are with vitamins and micronutrients. And so I wanted to get a variety in so I could get the benefits of each one. And so I'm really sort of skipping ahead to Boosty, but I found out through my antennas that sprouted is much better than regular nuts and seeds. And I did a pretty deep dive into the exciting subject of sprouted nuts and seeds, and found out that when nuts and seeds grow, they have naturally phytic acid in them. That's how they can grow. But the phytic acid in nuts and seeds is an anti-nutrient. So when we eat it, it actually it's hard to absorb what it has to offer. So people discovered that through the sprouting process, which is done in regulated water. It has to be really clean and sterile environment, of course. Each nut and seed requires a certain amount of soaking time and then some air circulation to dry them back out. And the phytic acid is gone. The soaking takes the phytic acid out, which makes all the nutrients that nut and seed has in it bioavailable to the body. So I thought if I'm going to eat nuts and seeds, that's the way I'm going to go. But it was hard to source them, hard to do it by myself, and inventory and then measuring out. And finally, I started, well, I don't eat just nuts and seeds, but on that subject, I started sorting them out every day, and it was very time consuming. And many days I skipped it because it was too time consuming. So I started doing it in advance of the week. Every week I'd sit down and I'd measure it out, not 100%. Now it's 100% for Boosty, though. And then my daughter had surgery, and I wanted her to recover quickly. And I know that this product really builds us and helps our immune system. So I started packing it for her, and I delivered Boosty and microgreens. I don't know, that's a whole other topic. It's going to be my
That's
answer.
another show.
But those two, I said, Leah, eat these two every day and you'll recover really quickly, because I'm not a believer in supplements. Okay, I know I'm skipping around, it's not sequential, but my journey from here to where I am now was I loaded myself probably with 50 supplements a day. Some were in powders and in pills and anything they recommended to me at the stores, the doctors. I just was trying so hard to keep my immune system strong so the cancer would not come back. But that's when I was experiencing all those infections and illnesses. And it didn't make any, I didn't understand why these supplements weren't protecting me. So that's sort of how the journey went. And I ended up 20 some years later with the sprouted nuts and seeds is vital for my health, and the microgreens, which is another show, is vital for my health. And then I eat clean food, non-processed, of course, unprocessed clean food. But I depend on Boosty for a lot of my vitamins and minerals and plant protein and fiber.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head when you started talking about how long it took you to put this together. Because the people that I know that do make unsprouted nuts and seeds and things, it's like this process is just like so time consuming. The average person is not going to do it. And quite honestly, I think the reason why people, natural medicine providers or even regular doctors tell us to take supplements is because the average person can't even like manage to eat healthy or eat clean. It's like they think that's time consuming. So now to be sprouting their own nuts and seeds, it's not going to happen. So I think what you've done is amazing because you basically saw this need in the market and this niche to develop something that most people are not going to do on their own. But now you have a product that you've done all this research for that you have tested and proven that's awesome. So actually, let's just take a step back. How'd you come up with the name? Because I think the name is so cool. Where did that come from?
The name, I put it out to the friends that asked me to pack it for them, and then I asked them for suggestions.
Really? Okay.
And really, I don't even know that I love Boosty that much, but I finally was sitting on that fence for so long. I just said I have to move ahead,
Yep.
When you talked about people, the nutritionists and holistic doctors that suggest these supplements, the whole point of Boosty is nutrition made easy. It's for people who want to grab something and know they're doing something positive for their body that tastes good. It is just easy to get, it's a whole meal. We had the meeting, between my Zooms today and before this, I was really hungry. So I took a Boosty and put it into yogurt, plain yogurt, the best goat yogurt. Full. That's it, and it's amazing. And I thought, why? How is this filling me up so much? And it's because it's nutrient dense. When your body gets the right nutrients in it, it isn't as hungry. So that's why I put down one of the benefits is weight loss. I mean, it's not a weight loss product, but if you can eat Boosty and not want to eat for 5 hours, it becomes a weight loss product.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. I mean, nutrient dense and what you talked about before, just the things that are in it, we'll get into that in a little bit. Just the different ingredients that you use as far as being anti-inflammatory and boosting your immune system. And let's face it, if we could get those properties from food, you definitely want to be doing that versus taking it in a supplement form because your body's, it's more bioavailable. Your body's going to be able to use it better.
It recognizes those nutrients. You
Yep.
know, I can remember my parents were from Europe. I was born in Europe. We came over. I remember for dessert, nuts and seeds. I mean, not seeds, nuts more. Okay. Walnuts, pecans. I don't remember all of them. And nutcrackers. That and fruit was dessert.
Yeah.
I call nuts and seeds the forgotten food. People just don't think about eating them for getting full as a snack. I mean, I think it's the forgotten food, and it's got so many benefits that it's sort of sad.
Yeah. And seeds as well, I think, you know, and I think so many people think of nuts as like, oh, peanuts, those are bad for us. And we're not talking about that. We're, you know,
There are no
there's
peanuts in this, no.
exactly for so many other nuts and things like that. But for sure, yeah, I mean, it's definitely not something that people go to think of for, you know, satiating or like as a meal or anything like that.
But yet, if you offer them nuts and seeds, like I've been on car trips with girlfriends going to bridge convent tournaments and they bring out nuts, everybody wants to eat them. You know, if somebody brings them, they go, oh, yeah, I'll have some of those almonds, whatever, you know. But it is forgotten. For the most part, it's forgotten. And I put cacao nibs in there as well because I try to, in addition to the nuts and seeds, cacao nibs is loaded with antioxidants, and so I added that as well. So it's nuts, seeds, cacao nibs, and electrolytes in the flavored versions.
Yep. Awesome. Well, I want to talk about that. We're going to actually have to go to a quick break, but definitely I want to get back to why you put the cacao and electrolytes. So you're listening to the Dr. Diane Show with me, Dr. Diane Hayden. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll explore more with Goldie Rose, founder of Boosty Your Health. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We're back on the Dr. Diane Show with me, Dr. Diane Hayden. But before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact me. You can find me at www.drdianehayden.com or either of my two publications, www.naturalnutmeg.com and www.essentialnaples.com. And you can learn more about Goldie Rose at www.boostyyourhealth.com. And that is spelled BOO. STIE yourhealth.com. So welcome back, Goldie. We were talking about just the different ingredients that you have in your product, and you mentioned the cacao nibs, and I thought it would be important to kind of reiterate that just for so people understand. I mean, first of all, I bet you there's a lot of people listening to this who don't even know what cacao is or cacao nibs and what an amazing, you know, ingredient that is. So tell us again, why did you include that?
Well, a lot of people know dark chocolate's really good for us. I mean, a lot of people know that are into, not as many as we would hope, but this is a level before dark chocolate. It's like the darkest. So it has no sugar at all. It's very bitter, but it's loaded with flavonoids and polyphenol. Is that how you
Yep.
say it? Yeah.
Polyphenols. Yep.
And
Yep.
vitamin E.
Yep.
So just a little bit of it is what, so it goes back to why I put so many ingredients in here. You can overeat those cacao nibs as you can dark chocolate too. The body can actually, it could be toxic. You just need a tiny little bit of it, and it just, your whole body gets all of the benefits. So I put that in too. Every ingredient that's in there, you know, two different types of pumpkin seeds, sprouted chia seeds. I try to eat these every day. I wanted a little bit of walnuts and pecans and almonds. So the combination results in a very dense and a broad spectrum of nutrients. And that was why I combined it. The cacao nibs gave it an extra shot of antioxidants.
I think that's great. And it's funny, if anyone has ever tried cacao like on its own, either like as I have a powder that I use and I also have the little nibs. If you eat them like a little tiny one or whatever by itself, it is so bitter. You would think that you would never want to put it in anything. But the minute you put it like on yogurt or in a shake or something like that, it's amazing to me how much it tastes like chocolate. It's like whatever you're putting it on that brings out more of the richer flavor of it, and it doesn't taste so bitter. So if anyone's listening to this is new to cacao, please don't like try just don't just eat it by itself and think like, oh, this is disgusting. It's too bitter. I'm not gonna like it. Put it on something like, yogurt, a shake, other thing. Some people throw it on salads or whatever. You'll
Well,
be
I used to,
surprised
excuse me,
like
I used
how.
to put it into my coffee filter when I drink my coffee in the morning to get the nutrients out of it, and it enriched the flavor of the coffee. But this just
Definitely.
shortens the process. This is nutrition made easy. Boosty is nutrition made easy. The whole line of products that are going to be coming out are going to have a different profile of nutrients. But you just open the package and put it into your shake or yogurt, and that's it. You've got it all.
It's great. And you sent me some, so I can attest that I'm actually a user myself. They're fantastic. I mean, I love the packets are very easy to like throw in a bag or something, to carry with or even to travel with. And you just open it up and So if you talk, people will be able to see it bigger.
Oh, and these are made from reclaimed material, so I went as environmentally friendly as I could. I couldn't go recyclable because there wasn't going to be a moisture seal on it. So I went with reclaimed materials. I tried to be as green as possible. But and because it's moisture sealed, the shelf life on them in shelf life just in a cabinet without refrigeration is a year. It just doesn't go, it does not go bad. But you're right, that's the purpose, is if you're hiking or biking or going for a walk, you can just take them with you. And I'm excited about, in about a week, I'm rolling out the fourth thing. And what I like about that is a lot of people don't love the flavor of the electrolytes straight out of the bag. So I made this called Naked, which is, it was because of my mother that I called it Naked. She's long past, but that's another story. And it tastes good, but I wanted it to be like super memorable, like someone would can't wait to eat it for the nutrition. So I'm putting air dried organic blueberries in it.
Ooh,
And that,
nice.
just a few of those, and the whole thing changes for people. Because not everyone's as a purist as I am. I don't need the sweet, but people do love sweets. And blueberries, natural sweetness, just 1 little gram of sugar in the pack. We'll add 1 gram of sugar to the package.
So you have the naked flavor, the pink lemonade, and then is it raspberry? And those are flavored through the electrolytes, right?
That's correct. They're flavored through the electrolytes. And a lot of the hardcore gym friends that I have, they can eat it straight out of the bag. They say it reminds them of sweet tarts when they were young. I have to tell you, I don't enjoy them as much out of the bag, to be perfectly honest with you. I can eat them, but the electrolytes to me, perfect in yogurt, the perfect amount of sweetness when I put it into some good yogurt or into the smoothies. The Nakeds, by the way, that don't have the electrolytes taste really good on a salad. So you'd put it on any salad that you eat, and it exponentially increases the nutrients that you're getting from that salad, and it tastes good. Yeah, it tastes good.
So we started off talking a little bit about like the benefits of sprouting nuts and seeds. Maybe if you could take us through that a little bit more, like people might be more curious, like why Is it that it, what's so much better about it being sprouted?
Well, the phytic acid comes out, but a lot of people are lectin sensitive. Are you familiar with that sensitivity? I forgot what disease it is that people have that they can't eat lectin.
I don't know, but that's obviously not the same thing as a nut allergy.
No.
Right.
It's just a character that some foods are have lectin. So I'm not as familiar with it, but I had a few people say to me they ha can't eat lectins,
Okay.
any foods that have lectins in it. And I mean, I didn't even know what a lectin was, but turns out a lot of people avoid them. And the only way to really eat nuts and seeds, if you have a sensitivity to lectins, is to eat sprouted nuts and seeds. It takes the lectins out, it takes the phytic acid out. It makes it, you don't get a bloated stomach from sprouted nuts and seeds. You don't feel. And the other thing that's important to remember is everybody says too much of a good thing is not all that great for you. I mean, doctors and nutritionists recommend an ounce of nuts and seeds maximum a day, and that's why strategically this all of these are 1 ounce. You get,
Yep.
after that, you're just getting a lot of calories and could add weight.
Right. Yeah. So you're recommending one packet a day.
I have people, I do have customers that do it 7 days a week. I am not that robotic. So I will do it. I eat it honestly about 5 days a week. But what's interesting, or what happened recently that was interesting, got very, very busy for a few days and didn't eat. And by the time I ate, I was out with friends and 3 days went by. I didn't realize I hadn't eaten it. And this is a true story. And I thought, oh my gosh, my shoulders are both of them. And my hips, true. And I thought, uh-oh, okay, Goldie, your pain-free days are over. No, really, this is true because, but then I
I
said,
believe
wait a
it.
minute, how can both shoulders and both hips hurt? So I took a deep breath and started thinking, what have I not done or what's been different in the last few days? I hadn't eaten Boosty for 3 days in a row. So my customers tell me it has really helped with their joint pain. A couple of people ate it for a year, and their cardiologist said your LDLs have gone down 40 points.
Wow.
It's very good for cholesterol. It's good for blood, sugar stabilizing, and it's a huge immune booster. I have to tell you, sometimes I think, and I always say thank you, God, because God has something to do with it too. Since I started, I have not had anything that resembles a cold or any illness. And I don't think that's a coincidence. I
No.
just don't.
Yeah,
Of
that's
course, it's
amazing.
not exactly a double-blind study,
No,
but
but
yeah.
yeah, sure,
Well.
it's anecdotal, but still at the end of the day, it's something that you can say, look, I'm not doing anything else. I'm not taking any kinds of other supplements, or I haven't really changed anything else. I'm not, holed up in my house, not seeing anybody, so I'm not exposed to anything. One thing I just want to say quickly about your about just noticing that about your joints. I mean, wow, that is quite a testimonial to the anti-inflammatory properties of this product
So
for sure.
anti-inflammatory. I tell you, I have people, a couple of people that told me they started their days with two Advil,
Oh, God.
and then they started eating Boosty either 5 or 7 times a week, and woke up in the morning and didn't have to pop those Advils. I didn't have that. I don't remember. I didn't make the connection between the two, except those 3 days when I forgot to eat Boosty. So I thought, okay, that's it. I have to make sure I get it in 5 days a week. So I package it in 20, so you can eat, 20 for the month. And for those who like to do the same thing every day, which there are people that like to eat the same, they buy th packages of 30. So it's sold in, I call them baskets of 20 or baskets of 30.
Right. Yeah, no, definitely for sure. I mean, it's funny how sometimes you don't really correlate things until you start really thinking about, okay, what have I been doing? What have I not been doing? And all that kind of stuff. I actually we're gonna have to go to a break, but I have an interesting story when we come back about just correlating something in terms of the way your body feels with what you're eating that I'm gonna tell, and we're gonna get into a lot more about Boosty with you, Goldie. This has been really awesome and fascinating, and I love the product for sure. So you're listening to the Dr. Diane Show with me, Dr. Diane Hayden. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be talking more with Goldie Rose. She is the founder of Boosty Your Health. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We're back on the Dr. Diane Show with me, Dr. Diane Hayden, and I am talking today with Goldie Rose. She is the founder of Boosty Your Health. You can learn more about her at www.boostyyourhealth.com, and that is spelled BoostyYourHealth.com. So right before this last break, we were talking about just how you noticed that when you hadn't been, eating your Boosty for a couple of days or however long it was, you were noticing like these, aches and pains that came out. And this is so funny because I'm thinking, oh my God, I have the same story related to gluten, actually. I never had any issues with gluten. I never had any, digestive issues with it or anything like that. And I see a functional medicine MD, been seeing her for years. She's actually a really good friend of mine. And we just do like, every year or whatever, we do blood work. Well, I had this marker for this kind of like really bizarre autoimmune disease show up, not meaning that I had it, but like maybe a precursor, let's say. And so she said, yeah, you probably want to get off gluten. And interestingly enough, I went for years without eating a lot of gluten. And then over the last couple of years, I was working with a fitness coach, and I just wanted to put on more muscle. And he had me on this plan where I was eating a lot more gluten. Like I was eating, I mean, whole wheat and stuff like that, but still, it was still your average, made in the US gluten that's got crappy like ingredients in it, just the way the flour is processed. So I was on this meal plan for probably like a year or a year and a half. And maybe like 6 months into it, I started having these issues with one of my knees. Like the back of my knee was starting to get pain. Not when I was walking or when I was like exercising or anything, but literally if I would try to sit on my heels, I could barely like sit back just a little bit. Or I would get this really sharp pain in the back of my knee. And then if I was trying to stretch it or do like a quadricep stretch or whatnot, it was bothering me, bothering me, bothering me. And I kept thinking, well, maybe it's because I've been a runner all my years, I'm pro finally starting to have some joint issues, whatever. Sure enough, as soon as this doctor recommended that I go off gluten, literally, not I don't even think it was 30 days, all of a sudden I was like kneeling down to get something, and then kind of just like sat down on the back of my heels. And I'm like, oh my God, I just sat back on my heels with no pain in my knee. And I'm thinking to myself, what did I do? Like, have I not been walking as much? I cut back on my running. Of course, I think of like everything but the diet first to correlate it. And then I'm like, aha, you completely went off gluten. So it's amazing what nutrition can do or not, not do to your body. It's pretty amazing. I don't think we correlate that enough in terms of the food we eat. And you were saying something when we were on break about just how you truly believe that food is medicine. And
It is.
yep.
Food is medicine, and I've talked to many trainers. I worked out with many trainers, and exercise is important, but food is actually way more important for how we feel. And that's what it gave me the feeling I wanted to help people. I wanted to make, honestly, as corny as it's, I want to make real nutrition easy, not what I call perceived. Like, the protein bars, and they're garbage. I mean,
Most
if
of them
and
are,
so
yeah.
highly processed. And someone said to me, Goldie, it'd be a lot easier if you could make this into a bar rather than less. I said, but then I'd be like everybody else. I'd have a processed product that the body has to break down, and the chances of it having nutritional value is way reduced, if not zero. So I'm a purist. I really am a purist. Most of the time, I go out socially, do my best, but what the body releases during social interaction makes up for the junky food we're eating. So
I totally believe that. I totally
It's
believe that.
true. I
That's so
believe it.
funny. Yep. That mentality is so right on. In fact, it's funny because I'm a big follower of Joe Dispenza, and I've been to his, week-long workshops. And actually, one of the things he said was, when he has glasses of wine, basically before he drinks the wine, he says to the wine and to his body, I'm going to enjoy this glass of wine. I'm happy drinking it. I'm out with my friends. We're socializing. It's not going to affect my body in a negative way. Same kind of thing as what you're saying.
We were talking about lectins before. So, like your gluten, of course, you know that this is naturally gluten free. I
Of
don't know.
course. Yep.
It's on the packaging. But just like you're sensitive to gluten, a lot of people are sensitive to lectins. I only learned that through one of my customers. I actually didn't know it. So, yeah, it works. And it if you I think if people were to incorporate it into their eating plan for 1 month, I know they would feel the difference. It's not like you eat it and you get a buzz or you get a burst of energy. I tell people it's not caffeine. It's not an energy drink. It's an investment in your health and in feeling good. And I don't know if you'll live longer, but you'll feel better while you're living. I'm positive of that.
Oh my God, yeah, absolutely. I think we also just have to teach people more that to be more aware of how nutrition and what you're eating affects your body. Like, I'm a perfect example. I mean, I should have instantaneously thought that, oh, I'm having this issue with this joint. It seems inflamed. What's going on? I mean, it's not like I was a marathon runner or did any kind of like power lifting. There shouldn't be any real reason why I was having a knee issue, honestly, other than the fact that it was something that I was eating. Something in the food was causing inflammation. But we don't think like that as a
No, we
society, right?
don't. We
We
don't.
immediately think it's like overuse or, maybe we were in an accident or something and that's why, or
That's
whatever.
so
It's not,
true. And people say
yeah.
that to me all the time. I've been running on concrete. I don't want to tell you how many decades. And
Exactly.
people said, and this and that. And I thought, okay, but this is where I live and this is where I can run with my dog. So whatever happens, happens. But I want to tell you, Diane, I feel so blessed. I have not one pain anywhere. And I mean, I wake up every day feeling like, can this really be pain-free? I love it. I love it. I
Yeah.
want to spread it to the world with starting with Boosty Perfect. This is called my Perfect line. And then there'll be other Boosties coming along after that.
Nice. Yeah, I'm excited about it for sure. So you mentioned your dog. I know we were talking on the break about just, your animal and your feeling about nutrition for animals and that kind of thing. So tell
Well,
us what you
this
do.
feeling that food is medicine. See, I
Yeah.
believe food is medicine. So I started with it about the same time I started on my journey of getting off all the supplements. It was about the same time I bought a very expensive German Shepherd, trained as a guard dog because of where I lived and I wanted the protection. And I'll make the story short. One person introduced me to another and to another, and I ended up putting Yankee on a raw diet. Okay, which I won't get into because we're not talking about dog food today. But Yankee never went to the vet, and he lived, the German Shepherd lived until he was 17 years old, which is very old for German Shepherds. Their lifespan is 10. Then I got him a girlfriend too, and I fed her the same way. She lived until she was 17. Now
Wow.
I have my little rescue left, and this dog is 16 and runs down the street as if she were a baby. And I've never had to take her to the vet.
So true.
So
It's so
that
true.
there's another testimonial to that food is medicine. I mean,
Yeah.
she eats raw and I eat this and other things, but I'm positive of it, just like you're positive about the gluten. I'm
Yeah.
positive that this positively impacts people's health. I'm positive.
And I could tell you, I know a lot of people who are very, invested in making sure their animals have, real food. I mean, I know a ton of people who use raw food
Do
for
you? Oh, good. I'm
cats
happy to
and
hear.
dogs. Oh my gosh, yes. And I have to tell you, those animals, like you're saying with yours, I've seen those animals live longer. Their skin, they're like, they don't have any skin issues. people do we know who has a pet with a skin issue constantly?
Everybody,
Like, right,
everybody.
exactly. And all the vets, most of the vets are doing, I mean, we need more holistic vets, but most of the vets, all they do is put them on a medication, just like people. It's
I
like,
was very lucky. I had a holistic vet for my poor
yeah,
dog.
they're hard to find, but.
Very hard to find. She was unbelievable. And I wish there were more like her, really, because all they know is the same thing conventional doctors know. Here, take this medication and you'll be better.
Right.
Let's not look into why you have this problem. Let's just
Yeah.
take this pill.
We don't care what the symptom is. We're just, this is what we know. I mean, and you know, it's part of me is like, you can't bash traditional medicine, you know, that much, because they
No.
really, they're not trained. They're not trained in nutrition. They're
They're
trained by
not trained
pharmaceutical
in
reps, you know,
that
so.
is that, and I and there's a time and place for them. There's no question about it. I'm not throwing out the baby with the bath water, but if I can avoid them, I'm happier.
Yeah, exactly. You know, for things like what we're talking about, chronic disease, you know, health issues that are caused basically by poor nutrition, not getting the right nutrients or eating processed foods or things like that, the people who really can help are the holistic medicine people, naturopaths, integrative functional medicine doctors, because they're trained to do that.
I
Whereas
agree.
we need the traditional medical people. Basically, you break an arm or a leg, you have a heart attack, you have a stroke, you have some like acute issue. Then, yeah, we
I
need that
call it
as
when
well.
Humpty Dumpty falls off the wall. We need the regular doctors
That is so funny.
to
That is
put it
so.
back together again. They do a
It,
great job.
exactly, for sure. So, there's another story that I want to get to, but we're going to go to a quick break. But you mentioned something about naked and your mom, which I'm like that right there is the best teaser that I could possibly like go to break with. So when we come back, we're going to talk about that. You're listening to the Dr. Diane Show with me, Dr. Diane Hayden. We're talking to Goldie Rose. She's the founder of Boosty Your Health. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We're back on the Dr. Diane Show with me, Dr. Diane Hayden. I am talking today with Goldie Rose. She is the founder of Boosty Your Health, and you can learn more about her at www.boostyyourhealth.com. That's BOOSTIE, yourhealth.com. And you can learn more about me at www.drdianehayden.com. So before we left, we were talking about your mom and naked, and I said, you got to tell that story because that's just a great teaser. Like, why did you call your one of the packets naked, and how does that relate to your mom?
Without the electrolytes, it just popped right into my head. My mother would go to Whole Foods and want the free range pasture raised rotisserie chicken, and they always had barbecue sauce on it, or they had salt and pepper. And she said, "No, I just want it plain. I want it plain." And eventually, they started actually doing the rotisserie chicken for other people, and they put naked on there. So instead of barbecue flavor, salt and pepper flavor, it was naked. And I thought it was really cute that they did that. And it stuck with me because I never really thought about the name naked. I just knew it was going to be called naked because there was nothing in it but nuts and seeds. And
Exactly.
it's not
No,
that,
it's
but they did that. And to this day, at her local Whole Foods, she's passed, they still have naked chicken.
yeah, I love it. That is funny.
Yeah,
That
I
is so
thought so.
funny.
I thought so.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about where did you even find the, you know, the materials, the ingredients? Like, how do you source the whole thing?
I sourced them through the way everyone does on the internet. I knew that I would be dead before I would actually learn how to do the right amount of time for every nut and seed. It's different. And I visited places and saw how they did it and know the water that they're using, and made an agreement with them for them to provide me with it's all the very top grown. There's different regions you can get the nuts from. I picked the best regions, the best ingredients. People sometimes say that's a lot of money for a package of sprouted nuts and seeds, and I tell them that if I wasn't so committed to quality, I could sell them this for 75 cents if I was just going to put nuts and seeds in it. It's
Yeah.
because of what I'm using, the quality of the nuts and seeds. The sprouting process is very labor intensive.
Oh, I'm sure. And when we think about, I mean, I don't, for my demographic of people, I publish natural health, holistic lifestyle medicine publications. Pretty much everyone, my readers are kind of already in that mindset that, listen, I'm buying organic, I'm buying things that are clean, toxic free, whether it's ingredients or for food or personal care product or whatever, you're going to pay more. Number one, you're paying more because it's a cleaner ingredient. You're paying more because it has to potentially maybe go through a process for it to be cleaner or have less toxins or things like that. Then, run-of-the-mill stuff that's a lot cheaper, but Lord knows what kind of chemicals it has in it or pesticides have been sprayed on it or just, a cheaper type of material, let's just say. So people realize, I think, now that you really get what you pay for, whether it's food, personal care product, you name it.
That's true. That's true. But there are people that are not willing, and I see them paying the price, Diane, compromising their eggs or compromising their whatever, and they're not going to spend the extra whatever little bit it costs to get the best, most nutritious form of that category. And in my age group now, I'm seeing major bad results from those decisions. And still they're not making a change. And I don't understand
Yeah.
it.
So I think, so my mom just turned 90, and her age group, like I see it more so often with all with people who are, say, not necessarily the generation above me, the baby boomer generation, but the generation past that. So maybe let's say people who were like, I'm going to say 75 or so to maybe even 70 to older than that. They grew up in such a different time than most of us did. They grew up in a time where we weren't spraying chemicals on everything. There weren't pesticides on all of the crops and, your lawn care or everything else. I mean, there wasn't plastic everywhere.
The
There
water
wasn't all this,
wasn't
our
junk
water
like it is
wasn't
now.
exactly, think water wasn't contaminated. They ate just differently. My grandmother, everything was cooked from scratch. They didn't have, take out this and TV dinner that. I mean, they started introducing TV dinners when I was a
Right.
kid, but I
Right.
mean, it was definitely, they bought whole foods and they made the stuff from scratch. People didn't eat out at restaurants two, three, four times a week. Maybe my parents ate out once, if that, once a week, So I feel like that age group probably didn't have as many health issues as our age group, definitely younger than us, because they weren't exposed to it. Now, are they now? Yeah, we're starting to see some of the effects of it now because even they've been eating it for, let's say, 20 or 25 years or whatever, or been exposed to these things. But people have to remember, when you talk to a person who says, oh, I don't believe in organic, or, I've been eating non-organic and I've been fine and blah, blah, blah. Well,
Right.
maybe because you haven't been exposed to it as long as the rest of us have.
I know, but I have to tell you, every person that has told me that, I'm sad to say they're all sick now, Diane. They got away with it just so long. There isn't anybody that I know that's in their 50s or 60s that are not taking tons of medicine. And
That
it's a
is true.
result. It's a
Yep.
result of their horrible diet that they've been eating. And dementia, oh my gosh, starting at such a young age. So, yeah, I mean, to me, it's a no-brainer. You have to spend the money on the food you put in your body. I mean, this is all we have. And if we could be worth billions, it was Steve Jobs who said, eat your food as medicine, or you will be eating your medicine as food. It's a quote from him. And it's so true. So you could be worth billions like Steve Jobs. And if you don't take care of yourself, you're going to be
Yeah.
sick. And the
So it's,
billions are not going to do you any good.
you're right. You're right. And I have another funny quick story. So I was at a friend's house and I opened up her freezer and she had like, this was many years ago, and she had like, all these like frozen dinners and stuff. I'm like, what is this garbage? Like, what are you doing or whatever? And she's like, what do you mean? It's like, it's cheaper or whatever. It's that organic stuff is expensive. And I looked at her and I said, oh yeah, cancer is expensive. Like heart disease is expensive. Come on. Like, and so she just stopped in her tracks and she was like, yeah, you're right. Like, yeah, hello. I mean, by the time you get done, paying for all the medications and going through treatments, and it's like when I say something like that, it's not necessarily just the money. It's your time and your quality of life and all of that. Like, that's the expense that you're paying for
Well,
by
that
getting a
ties back to
disease.
the dogs. If you feed the dogs the right food, you never have to pay a vet bill. To me, it's like, oh, they say, oh, how could you spend all that money on their food? I never had to take them to the vet. So it's the same thing. And I don't know why people, I'm not sure why it doesn't register with them. I think it's because it's not convenient, which is why I think Boosty is going to be such a hit, because it's nutrition made easy. I'm going back to the same thing. You know, if you can just open up a package and get a whole meal that really makes a difference to your body in terms of nutrients, this is it. Nutrition made easy.
So people can go to your website,
Yes.
boostyyourhealth.com, and they can order whatever they want. They can order variety packs or just, individual one type of flavor, anything like that, right?
The website is set up that you build your own order, and we're encouraging people to try it. So we're offering, I think it's 10% from the sample pack, 20% off of the 20 pack, and 30% off the 30 pack.
Oh, that's awesome.
It
Okay.
is. And if you
So,
become a subscriber, you can get 30% off of any pack you want for the first order, and then it goes up to regular price, because it's sort of like, I tell people, it's like eating broccoli. If you're going to eat broccoli once a week, is it going to make a difference in your life? You have to eat Boosty for it to make a difference. So I encourage people to subscribe so it automatically comes to their mailbox every month.
right. And they get a discount, which is awesome. So yeah,
Yes.
that's great. Well, I love it. I hope everybody it has been, inspired to try it.
I hope
And thank
so.
you so much for being on the show today. Again, people can go to boostyyourhealth.com. So
Thank you for
thank you,
having
Goldie.
me.
Of course. And I want to thank all of you for tuning into the Dr. Diane Show. Please join me the first and third Thursdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. Next time on the show, we'll be discussing more about the power of thoughts and beliefs and the impact they have on your life. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
Thank you for tuning into the Dr. Diane Show, revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul with me, Dr. Diane Hayden. Tune in every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Center your thoughts on what you want and shut the door on every suggestion of fear, worry, or lack from your own consciousness or the consciousness around you. Once you master that, everything is possible. To learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital subscription of my magazine, visit naturalnutmeg.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.